Hello, welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast with all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today. Our contestant, comedian Emma Holland.
Howdy, comrades.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Quizzes.
Yep.
Fan? Not a fan.
My favourite game as a child was Trivial Pursuit.
Uh-huh.
Never won a game.
No. What was your favourite quadrant?
Entertainment. Very good at pop culture.
Okay.
Although I'm afraid of saying that in case one comes up.
I know. That's the trouble with this show is that everyone thinks like, what if our answer's wrong?
Yeah.
But it's fine. We're not meant to be good.
Oh, you know? Oh.
Yeah.
And that's a weight off my shoulders.
Like last week, we discovered that Geraldine Hickey, who was high scorer, had in fact cheated the whole way through. And because she'd recorded it from home over Zoom, she'd just been on Google the entire time. Which says something about getting 8 out of 10, doesn't it? We'll see if, you know, if you can take pop culture, we have a brains trust here today that can assist you with the rest.
Wonderful.
Let's meet them now. All the way from the UK, biggest claim to fame is that she's fucked Bono twice. It's hello to Pole Dancer.
That's it. So great to be here. Very excited to join you.
Welcome, Pole.
Thank you.
First question, what was it like the first time with Bono?
Well, that was back in 1985, mm-hmm. right? And it was after Live Aid, so there was a lot of blood pumping.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was great because it did happen again in 2003.
Uh-huh.
In 2000.
Well, that leads me to my second question. What was it like the second time?
Well, look, it hasn't happened since, so maybe not as good.
Right.
But I would say I reckon I blew his brains out.
Yeah.
I mean, he hadn't forgotten me from 1985. And, yeah, that's a fair window of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what the two in U2 stands for?
Twice. I fucked him. Yeah. Yeah. Quite a lot of the songs from U2 were actually inspired by me.
Oh, which ones?
The Sweetest Thing, obviously, which refers to just... me in general, and the experience of what it is to be fucked by a pole, and Sunday Bloody Sunday as well was inspired by me.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of blood pumping, as you said.
As I said, temperatures were high and hot.
Oh, gross.
Beautiful day.
That was actually also that was inspired by a day where I actually rang Bono. It wasn't a sexual day, but I rang him and I said, how good is this weather? It's a beautiful day. And he said, you know what, Paul, that has inspired me to go write a poem.
Yeah, great.
And then he put pen to paper and the Joshua Tree, I believe that one was on.
Elevator? What about Elevator? Was that inspired by you as well?
No. That one was not inspired by me, unfortunately. No, that was probably inspired by Ali, his wife, who I have a long-standing rivalry with. Yeah, I ring her up occasionally too, but I don't say good things on the phone to her. I just breathe loudly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Pole, it's exciting that you're here with us. If you were playing Trivial Pursuit, which quadrant would you...
Never played it.
Great. Also, luckily for you, the... Brains Trust does not end there. We have another member to help you out today, Emma. It's a big hello to filmmaker and, I guess, documentarian, raconteur. It's hello to Werner Herzog.
Hello, Kyron. May I say that podcasts are stupid and a waste of time?
You may, but thank you for being here anyway. How's it been going? I saw you recently in The Mandalorian.
Yes, I was in The Mandalorian. They said perhaps we should use CGI for the Yoda. And I said, don't be a coward. Use a puppet.
That's actually a true fact, Emma. That's something that Werner Herzog actually said, which you know because he's saying it now.
Yes, of course. That's why you would know.
That's why I know that you have that opinion because you've said it in the past.
I just said it then.
Yeah, as well as the other time that you said it.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, appearing on screen is one thing, but you also like to be behind the camera.
That's right.
Any projects you're working on at the moment?
None at the moment. I'm having a little holiday.
Yep.
Obviously, I'm quite at risk from the pandemic.
Were you working on projects before the pandemic?
I was following people around that were dying.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look into their eyes.
Yeah.
And see their fear.
So it's not a... film project is like a personal project
of
yours.
It's just a passion project
of yours,
I like to
watching people die.
Of course.
Entertainment is taken, that's covered, which you might be able to help us with entertainment as well, seeing as that's I guess, your business.
That's right. You aren't a man unless you have pulled a boat over a mountain.
Oh, that's something that you've done.
Yes, in Fitzcarraldo.
Yeah, or you've instructed other people to do it at the very least.
I got down and dirty. There was blood and sweat.
Mm.
Klaus Kinski threatened to leave the project. I told him I have a gun with two bullets, one for you and one for me.
If you had to step up to the plate at Trivial Pursuit and, you know, take over just one quadrant, one colour.
I despise games. I find all the formality to be base and vile.
Sounds like you're on your own today, Emma, but we'll launch in anyway and see how we go. Question number one. It is an entertainment question. Which 1975 Eagles hit features the lyrics, "And when you're looking for your freedom, nobody seems to care.
Oh,
you can't find the door, can't find it anywhere, when there's nothing to believe in." Poll dancer.
Yes.
Eagles fan? Or just you two?
Oh, mostly you two, but that song's quite obvious to me, Emma. That's obviously Freedom 90 by George Michael.
Mm.
That is a good one. Have you had any interaction with George Michael?
Fucked him once. What?
Beautiful.
But only once.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And what song did that inspire?
He's a gay
man. That
from
inspired
memory.
Heal the Pain. Yeah.
And that was the pain that Paul healed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that was afterwards he experienced, you know, some emotional pain because, you know, he was like quite confused by the encounter.
Life is nothing but a series of pain.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And misery. We all must live it. That is the nature of the universe.
That sounds like the makings of a song right there.
I would never toil in such trivial pursuits.
Do you use music in your films?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. I use Philip Glass.
Oh, of course.
Who I listen to only.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Ariana Grande? Do you know her?
I don't know.
I think you'd like her.
Really?
I'll make you a playlist. We can talk later.
She's sort of like one of those new, young, you know, she sells out stadiums. Big sort of like, you might know like Britney Spears, I guess, as a predecessor.
Yeah, very mainstream.
Very
does
mainstream.
She speak on the indifference of the universe towards man?
In a way.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's the whole thing's basically a comment on that, I guess.
Side to Side especially, I think, was a commentary on that song. Yeah.
I will have to look
into it. You ever fucked Ariana Grande?
No, I tried to.
Yeah.
Tried to. Yeah. I mean, it's my thing. I just like to wait backstage for celebrities and see what happens.
Yeah.
My husband feels very open to it too. He's very supportive. He drops me off, picks me up.
Oh, that's nice,
that's
isn't
nice
it?
Of him.
Yeah, no, it's good. Very, yeah.
Very nice. Never designated driver for sex.
Yeah.
So far, I mean, it's like a George Michael hit or a Philip Glass song. But the question is, which 1975 Eagles hit features the lyrics, "And when you're looking for your freedom, nobody seems to care, and you can't find the door, can't find it anywhere, when there's nothing to believe in." Do you like the Eagles? Do you know the Eagles?
I'm familiar with them. On a normal day, I'd be embarrassed about not knowing an answer, but this, me not knowing this, just means I'm very young. So the only Eagles song I really know is Hotel California.
Yeah.
Does that sound, Brains Trust, does that sound on...
Hotel California.
Potentially correct?
Is a nihilist endeavor, one of my favorite tunes.
Lock it in. Question number two. The word orchid is derived from the Greek word orcus, which means A, whale, B, ogre, or C, testicle.
You've never truly lived until you have felt the testicles of a truly giant animal. I was once feeling the testicles of wildebeest. To have that much power in your hands is humbling. In comparison to all other things.
Okay, so I just want to paint this picture. So you're out with the wildebeest. You're in the plains.
That is correct.
Yep, you've snuck up behind one.
I don't need to sneak.
No?
I merely need to be.
Okay, so you're just behind a wildebeest.
That's correct.
And you've just reached out from behind.
Gently cupped. Yes.
Yes, the testicles of a wildebeest.
Very large.
Yep.
Did they all fit in the one hand, or was this a double-handed experience?
Double hands with room for three.
A third hand.
Wow.
Like what a team sport.
Yeah.
What was the wildebeest's reaction to this, to you gently cupping the testicles?
Much like nature, it was indifferent to humans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like you weren't even there.
That's right.
You're at one with the testicles.
Yes.
Mm.
You have not lived until you have looked deep into the eyes of a testicle. And to see the testicles staring back at you.
Can you confirm that poll? Is that?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely agree with that.
Wow. Well, we can agree on that. But the word orchid is derived from the Greek word orcus, meaning whale, ogre, or testicle. What do you reckon, Emma?
I don't know about ogre, because ogres didn't exist until Shrek came out. You know, they invented them. Mm. And testicles didn't exist until Austin Powers. So that was, 2001?
Yeah.
So I think I'll say whale, just because maybe the shape of it kind of resembles...
The shape of it resembles a whale?
Mm.
The
sure.
shape of an orchid?
A whale as in a W-H-A-L-E or W-A-I-L.
Like a scream.
Like a scream. Yeah, because like that's... Yeah, I guess an orchid could look like it was screaming. Yeah.
In some ways. I guess it could also look like a testicle.
Mm. Well, really. Testicles often look like they're screaming.
True.
If in my view, everything is screaming. Things do not scree. They do not sing or call. They scream out through the grotesqueness of nature and existence.
Mm. I often find my husband Phil screaming in the car, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you get back.
Yeah, just screaming in there. Yeah.
Mm. Out of joy or fear?
No, it does look like he's not happy.
Yeah. Okay.
It does seem that way. Mm. But yeah, then he makes me some dinner and it's fine.
Something to reflect on. Question number 3, lock in whale?
Let's lock in whale.
Question number 3, in which century was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart born? In which century was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart born? This is the thing about all these, like, Beethoven, Mozart, because we collect them all in one, you know, we think of them all as one era.
Yeah,
but
for
of
sure.
course they lived across hundreds of years.
Yes. Is this one of your mates, Werner?
Mozart.
Yeah.
He was a pervert.
He was a pervert.
Oh, no.
Yes. People were most perverted back then. Mm. There was no sort of decency or humility. Just an orgy of perversion.
Do you ever fuck Mozart?
I know I might seem old to you, being 55, but I'm not that old. That'll give you a hint. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, I reckon, would have been a bit of a piece in his time. Probably one of my ancestors would have made it across the border and got close to him, but I can't say I've done it myself.
So you're from a long line of people who fuck musicians. Is
oh
that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's in my blood. Beautiful. Yeah, my mother was a groupie before me.
Yeah.
And her mother before, and we're all called Pole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's a family name.
It's a family, yeah.
So you think that creativity and sex combined equals perversion. Do you feel perverse, pole dancer? Because that sort of feels like you're... Like your cross-section there.
Well, I am
your
very,
Venn diagram.
Yeah, I'm very creative. And my last name is Dancer. And although I'm not a dancer of the boards, I'm a dancer of the sheets. And I do allow a lot of the creativity inside me to come out when I am in that moment of bliss, fucking the musician of my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
is it their choice or is it just your choice?
Oh, it's all consensual.
Yeah, okay, good.
Like, I'm not a criminal, yeah?
Yeah, great.
Like, I'm not going to say...
Just thought we should get that down.
Absolutely. And perhaps I've been unclear because I have implied, you know, perhaps these musicians... when I say I fucked them, yes, it was me in control.
Mm.
That is what I do. I commandeer the experience and I make it a night to remember.
Control is an illusion. In my experience, there is only chaos.
Mm.
You haven't experienced a night with me yet, love. That's why. Yeah.
Should have gone into music.
That's it. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't take things any further as you're not in the category of entertainment of my choice.
Only musicians, not actors and writers.
No, absolutely not those ones.
Storytellers.
I don't trust actors.
Documentarians and film directors.
Fern, are you crying?
I shed one tear.
When's the last time you got laid?
Don't like to think about it.
What do you reckon? 18th? 17th century?
Well, I think we can work this out by your great-grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
How many centuries back was she?
I reckon great-great-grandma might have done it back in, like, you know, 1500s time.
Oh, yeah. That long ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I reckon maybe 1800s. I reckon it was just great-grandma. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, what's that, 19th century?
I reckon 19th century, love. I reckon he was
born
buried.
In, which means he would have born died, in. You know... Just before the 1900s.
I reckon he was dead, well dead by 1837 specifically.
Okay.
Well dead by then.
What happened in 1837?
I believe Robert Palmer's great-grandfather was born because I do think that he actually was an amateur musician and did fuck one of my great-grandmothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Do you know Robert Palmer? You're too young for that.
I love Arnold Palmer.
Oh, Okay, I'm not aware of him. Is he
it
a musician?
It is a mixture of tea and lemonade. It is quite refreshing.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, it's a drink.
Yes, very yummy.
Is it? I don't think we have that in the UK. No, we just purely exist on like Sainsbury's water and ginger beer. Bit of a cider in the park, maybe, if we're feeling cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not tea.
Oh, tea's for the upper classes, I'm afraid. No, no tea.
Yeah, no tea in the UK.
That's tea's for those posh something-somethings that live in, you know, Mayfair, innit? Yeah.
Let's look in 19th, sorry.
19th century.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. 1837, well dead.
Question number 4. What sticky-sounding item, this could be one for you, Paul, what sticky-sounding item of clothing is used colloquially to describe a detective?
Oh, masking tape, for sure. That's a no-brainer.
And that's an item of clothing for you?
Well, when one puts it on the lips, yes, I am wearing it.
Oh, you're wearing masking tape on your lips right now. I saw something.
You can't tell. You look great.
That was left on from before. Bit of a kinky little drive I had here with Phil. Sorry. Yeah.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, actually, it was Phil Collins.
You're married to Phil Collins?
I'm married to Phil.
You didn't bring that up earlier?
No, yeah. Lily Collins is my daughter.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I loved Emily in Paris.
I loved Emily in Paris so much. A beautiful piece.
Keep your naughty paws away from my daughter, you pervert.
Sort of starting to understand why your husband might be quite upset.
Yes. Being a prolific musician himself.
Exactly.
In a committed relationship with a child.
Yeah, it feels less of like a hall pass and more of just like an affair.
It's quite hurtful, really. That's why I think I find him screaming in the car.
What was going on in your marriage when the Tarzan soundtrack came out?
The Tarzan soundtrack. Well, there was a lot of masking tape involved then.
Mm.
Look, I'll tell you what. I think things got particularly shady around the time we got those animals to start jamming. You know, after they break the plates and it just goes nowhere. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was because I actually interrupted Phil and I told him, I actually confessed to him about the second time I'd fucked Bono. Yeah. Because he thought it was the one time. And that was actually... Look, it always comes back to Bono, Emma. There's one man in my life that, you know, I just simply can't get enough of. Mm. Have you ever had an experience like that? There's someone you just can't get out of your brain?
Yeah, when Bono uploaded his album onto my iPhone without consent.
Oh, yeah.
Felt like you were fucked.
I felt like Bono had fucked me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all did. I thought it was just for me. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. Well, it was called Songs of Experience or Songs of Feeling. And it was a picture, I think, of Bono running his hand down a shirtless man's chest. I thought it was a sext. Mm. But it did turn out it was on everyone's phone, so it hurt. Mm.
Did you get it, Werner?
What would an ocean be without a monster lurking in the dark? It would be like sleep without dreams.
What sticky-sounding item of clothing is used colloquially to describe a detective? Nicknames for a detective. Can you think of any nicknames for a detective?
Dick. Gumshoe. Well,
there you go. What sticky-sounding item of clothing is used colloquially to describe a detective?
Yes.
Is it gumshoe or are you making that up?
I am not making it
up. I'm very vulnerable right now. You could say anything.
Werner gets it right. Werner wins.
Do you want to lock in gumshoe?
Let's lock in gumshoe.
Question 5. How many stars are on the flag of Vietnam? How many stars are on the flag of Vietnam? You travel the world for filmmaking, Werner. You ever traipse through Vietnam? You've been to Hanoi? Been down to Ho Chi Minh City?
I'm going to say 5, but I don't really remember.
Mm. You're just sort of counting.
I'm just trying to picture the number flag in my head.
Not the flag, just trying to picture a number.
Yes, and that number is 5.
5. So if the question was, Werner Herzog picks a number, the answer would be 5.
And that would be correct.
Yep. Let's see if we can get any more information from Paul Dancer.
I'm afraid I'm not really interested in stars unless they have musical abilities and corporeal bodies. Mm. So I don't know much about the stars of Vietnam.
What about Vietnamese stars?
The Vietnamese stars? Yeah. No, there are no singers there.
Oh, at all?
No, none. Wow. No.
You learn something new every day.
Can you picture the Vietnamese flag?
I think, this could be wrong, but I think it's just the one star, isn't it? It's the red with the yellow,
yeah, it's just
big yellow star in the middle.
Tricky.
Yeah, I think it's a trick question.
I spent time in the jungle of Vietnam and it was disgusting.
Yeah, I know you did.
In the face of the obscene, explicit malice of the jungle, which lacks only dinosaurs as punctuation. I feel like a half-finished, poorly expressed sentence in a cheap novel.
I get that sense. One. Question six. An Angel at My Table is the second volume of the autobiography of which New Zealand writer? An Angel at My Table. Second volume of the autobiography of which New Zealand writer?
Sounds like something from Lord, I'd say.
She's a very good writer.
Prolific.
Ever very fucked prolific. Lord?
Tried.
What happened there?
Well, look, she was in a relationship the first time I tried. Mm-hmm. Second time I tried, I think she was just tired. Yeah. I think she was just ready to call it a night.
Yeah, it happens. She's got a big career. She has a lot on.
Sometimes you go to the concert and sometimes they're lonely or, you know, they're ready to kick on.
Sorry. You're doing this just at concerts.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to concerts.
Yeah. How else would I do it?
I thought you had some sort of connection or some sort of, you know, like a friend at parties.
Do you pay for tickets?
Yeah. Sometimes I have to get them off a scalper.
So you're just a punter.
Yeah.
How do you get backstage?
Anyone can do it. Well, look, it's different every time. Sometimes I wait by the stage door. Sometimes, like for example, at Live Aid, I've got quite a big physicality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm quite tall.
Yep.
And I've got quite wide shoulders and a larger bust. So I use that. I kind of maneuver it from side to side in crowds, and it is quite effective to sort of plough through people and get to the front. Yep. Now, once you're at the front, you do have the opportunity to make sex eyes at the artist on stage, which I have perfected.
Yep.
So, for example, at Live Aid, I was doing the sex eyes to both Bono and The Edge, hedging my bets. Mm. You know?
Edging your bets, if you will.
That's it, yeah. That's it. And Bono responded.
Yeah. This is at Live Aid.
This is 1985 at Live
35
Aid.
Years ago. Yeah.
Back when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this handler came round, and you can spot them because they've got a lanyard. And I saw this lanyard person, and they tapped this girl, and they said, come backstage to meet Bono. And I whispered in her ear, if you don't let me come with you, you're toast. And that's how I did it. You know, so there's
violence.
Violence.
Yeah, threat. Beautiful. I mean, I wasn't going to follow through.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do find people do respond well to a threat or two. You've got to do what you've got to do to get access to these people.
And
he's
still
right.
Yeah.
The common denominator of the universe is not harmony, but chaos, hostility, and murder.
And 35 years later, at a Lord concert, are you using this same tactic?
Yes. I went and saw Lord in 2014 at Festival Hall. Smaller venue, easier to get to the front. Mm-hmm. Lord didn't notice me, which was a problem. And so what I actually had to do was go wait round by the stage door that night. She was tired. But yeah, I do buy tickets.
Patron of the arts.
Anyone can do it,
personally,
really.
I don't mind Lord. I like her song, Baby Shark, doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo.
I don't think that's Lord.
Baby Shark,
doo-doo-doo-doo. No, that's not Lord.
That's Amy Shark.
That's Amy Shark.
Baby Shark.
Hottest 100, Amy Shark. No.
No.
Baby Shark.
Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Have you ever cupped a shark's balls?
I have never.
I have.
Really?
Oh, what was the question?
An Angel at My Table is the second volume of the autobiography of which New Zealand writer? This question is, know any New Zealand writers? That's
Jacinda
essentially what
Ardern.
We're hoping for here. Jacinda Ardern?
So that's the only New Zealander I know.
Mm. That probably is an angel at her table. She's got some cute kids.
Mm.
Oh, my sister's boyfriend, Ben.
He's a writer.
He does some writing,
I think. Do you want to put my sister's boyfriend, Ben?
Yeah.
All right, we can lock that in.
I think you've got this one.
I think I have too.
Question seven. True or false? Mars has two moons. True or false? Can you ever imagine going to Mars, Werner Herzog?
Yes, in my dreams, I think of leaving this Earth and going to a new world that is desolate and nothing. But Mars does have two moons, Deimos and Phobos.
Oh, they have names.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you think there's life on Mars?
Oh, I reckon that there is life on Mars. Yeah, I do.
Who told you that?
I believe that was told to me by Totti Goldsmith's dad at a party. Really?
David Bowie is Totti Goldsmith's
dad.
Little known fact, but yes.
Yeah. Bowie
did he tell you in an intimate moment?
Yeah, we were just bantering.
Love a bit of the bants. I myself love to banter.
I would love
like
to banter
we are doing
with you
right
sometime,
now.
Werner. Yeah.
Some people call me a chatty Cathy.
Do you reckon true or false?
I think true. Two moons?
Two moons?
Two moons, yeah. Happy Let's go with down. True.
True. Question 8. Who is the head coach of the Australian Diamonds netball team?
Well, that's a really niche question, isn't it?
Once I was at a market and I ate a piece of grilled monkey. It looked like a naked child.
Is that true?
Wow.
So in terms of netball, yeah.
Yeah.
It says that there's a head coach, which would imply, Emma, I think, that there might be a coach under the head coach.
Yeah. Now, did you ever have a head coach or were you just good at it from the start?
Cheeky.
For a lot of people, like particularly in tennis, a parent might be the coach.
That's it. Mm.
Was that the same for you, pole dancer, in fucking?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah. From a young age, my mother... Yeah, she got out the bananas and, you know, she wasn't afraid to show me what she knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has been an important part of my life, bless her soul.
Does it make you feel closer to her?
Yeah, it does actually. Every time I see a banana, a little tear trickles out my left eye, actually. Oh. Yeah, some really happy memories there of mum coaching me in the business of sex.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, some people think it's wrong. They do. Mm. But, I mean, like you said, you know, parents pass on their skills to their children.
Mm.
And I think without it, I don't know if I would have got, you know, my second round in 2003 with Bono.
Yeah, it's important to recognise the humble beginnings of where we came from. Yeah. Wouldn't you say, Verna?
Life on our planet has been a constant series of cataclysmic events, and we are more suitable for extinction than a trilobite or a reptile. So we will vanish. I know this in my heart.
What the fuck did your parents teach you, eh? To turn you into what
you
are?
Do you have parents or did you spawn?
I was birthed in a pod.
People would say that it's a form of child abuse, wouldn't they, to say to teach your child how to have sex on a banana. But I've got to say, I think I turned out a lot more normal than this guy.
any idea at all?
Oh, not
at
a clue.
This point, who the head coach of the Australian Diamonds netball team might be?
No, but Paul, I'm sure you'd attest to this, that Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, for sure.
And who would know that better than
Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe.
Lock it in. Marilyn Monroe. Question number 9. Is Bruny Island in Tasmania's north, south, east or west? Bruny Island, famous for their cheese. Yeah, is it in Tasmania's north, south, east or west?
Bruny Island. Well, you've travelled quite a bit, Verna. Do you know where Bruny Island is?
I have been to the most remote places on Earth, but I am not prepared to go to Tasmania.
You're not prepared as in you're not ready? You just need a few more bits and bobs and then you'll be set?
I'm not going that far.
You're not...
Fuck that.
No. Where are you based normally? Where do you live?
I am a citizen of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Bruny Island, pole dancer. You ever fucked Luca Brasi, local Tasmanian punk band?
Actually, I did go to one of their concerts in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't successful, but I do remember eating some good cheese there.
Yeah.
So I do think it could be a possibility that that is where that cheese is from.
Mm. And sorry, and that's because you went and saw a gig in the West.
Yep.
And ate some good cheese.
True. You know, I don't need a lot more convincing than that. I'm happy to lock that in. Verna?
They say that tourism is a mortal sin.
Tourism's a mortal sin.
Yes.
And so as a citizen of the world, you avoid being a tourist by essentially being a permanent resident of every place you visit.
That's right.
Do you have a passport?
No.
How do you get around?
I sneak in. I'm very sneaky.
You are a sneaky. You're
sneaky. Do you remember me coming into this room?
No.
No, that's true. I don't remember that. Oh, nice. I can, very sneaky. Like when you carried that steamship. Over land.
Over a mountain.
Yeah, very quietly.
With Klaus Kinski.
Must have been very subtle. You want to say the West?
Let's go with the West. Yeah.
West is best.
Final question.
This went by so quick and yet so slow.
Could be a bottom score. I don't know. There's one or two that I think you might get. This one's pretty straightforward as well. Who's older, Adele or Taylor Swift? Werner Herzog.
Adele.
Hold answer.
Well, oh my God, I can breathe. It's just a moment where I thought he was going to say more. What a great day.
Pole dancer, see if you can guess the question that I'm going to ask you here. You ever fucked Adele or Taylor Swift?
You know how I talked before about masking tape on my mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got some metaphorical masking tape on my mouth here because Taylor Swift's legal team is very powerful.
Mm.
And so when I look at you and I say no, but my eyes move from side to side, I think you know what I mean.
Yep.
You fucked Taylor Swift.
No, but I will say that Taylor Swift, I do know, was born in 1989.
Yeah, she had the album.
Has got the album. Yep. Adele had an album called 21.
Yep.
Released in what, 2012?
No, 2021. It's the year she was born.
What?
2021.
Yeah.
She was born this year.
We're talking about the same Adele, yeah?
Yeah. 21, that's what her album was called, because she was born in 2021. So Adele, I think, is only a few months old. But
well, that makes me feel pretty awkward about the answer to the previous question about whether or not I fucked her.
Well, you didn't address it, so it's okay.
No, I didn't address it, but
and it's probably best we don't. Let's go with Adele's older.
Finally, something for Paul to be ashamed of.
Oh, what is this new feeling cursing through my body? It feels so cold and unfamiliar.
So do you want to put Taylor Swift then?
Taylor Swift's older for sure.
Just only because Adele was born this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
As per her album released in 2011.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. 10 questions. How do you think you did, Emma?
I don't know. I'd be surprised if we got any wrong.
Well, I think we definitely got the head netball coach one right.
The confidence of Paul and Werner here.
I'm pretty happy with it. And I've never been one of those who cares about happiness. Happiness is a strange notion. I am just not made for it. It has never been a goal of mine. I do not think in those terms.
Verna, I would love to take you clubbing.
We ought to be grateful that the universe knows not how to smile.
Question number one was, which 1975 Eagles hit features the lyrics, and when you're looking for your freedom, nobody seems to care, and you can't find the door, can't find it anywhere, when there's nothing to believe in. You said Hotel California, but it's Take It to the Limit. Question number two was, the word orchid is derived from the Greek word orcus, which means A, whale, B, ogre, or C, testicle. You said whale, but it was C, testicle.
I told you.
No, you didn't. You said you grabbed wildebeest's testicle.
That was me giving you a hint.
Question number three was, in which century was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart born? You said 19th, but it's 18th. Question number four was, what sticky sounding item of clothing is used colloquially to describe a detective? You said gumshoe, and that's correct.
Wow.
Question number five, how many stars are on the flag of Vietnam? You said one, and it's one. Question number six, An Angel at My Table is the second volume of the autobiography of which New Zealand writer? You said my sister's boyfriend, Ben but it's Janet Frame. Question seven, true or false, Mars has two moons? You said true, and it's true.
Boom.
Question eight was, who is head coach of the Australian Diamonds netball team? You said Marilyn Munro.
Yep, lock it in.
But it's Stacey Marinkovic.
Who?
Question nine, is Bruny Island in Tasmania's north, south, east, or west? You said west is best, but it's south. And last question was, who is older, Adele or Taylor Swift? You said Taylor Swift, but it's Adele, who was born in 1988 to Taylor Swift's 1989.
Thought she was a little baby. I'm so sorry.
No.
3 out of 10.
Not bad.
That's all right.
Yeah. No.
That's about the same ratio with which I have success in fucking musicians. Yeah, about that's 3 out of 10 times.
You know what
it
they
works.
Say? You can't have a helicopter fly over boiling lava. It would have exploded from the heat, and it is way too dangerous.
Mm. Thanks for being here, Werner. 3 out of 10, not bad. You contributed a little bit. You had gumshoe there. That was
and
yours.
And Phobos and Deimos.
And you had the two moons of Mars. So well done.
And I said Adele.
You did say Adele. It wasn't locked in the end, but that's a shame.
That's a real shame.
I'm sorry.
You said a lot of things today, actually.
You said so much.
You sort of took us on a real journey there.
I am a chatty Cathy.
Emma Holt, congratulations. 3 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're on the board.
Thank you.
Shall we say.
And what more could a girl want than support from Werner
and Paul?
Yeah, let me know if you ever want to have a sesh with
a
banana.
Okay. I'm actually fine. No. Thank you, though. All right. No, it is a kind offer. But
it's a motherly way.
No.
Yeah. I'm always...
Get up bananas.
Let me know if you want to just spend some time on death row talking to prisoners before they are executed by the state. It is an invigorating experience.
I'm probably good, but okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, Werner.
No worries.
What's on the horizon? Got a couple of shows coming up?
I've got a couple of shows coming up at Comedy Republic.
I've heard of it.
Called Emma's Debutante.
Great.
And it's got a real good lineup, which will be announced that week.
That week. Yep. And during the Comedy Festival.
I'm in the Comedy Festival doing the same show, also at Comedy Republic.
Great.
Very sounds late. Good. Come see it.
You don't happen to know if Ben or Isabella have anything coming up, do you?
From knowledge, Isabella has something. Don't know the specifics of it. I could ask her.
Paula, does that ring it? Do you know any of the details there?
I do follow her quite closely. She's got a degree in musical theatre, right? So she can sing. So I have got a peripheral interest in her success. Yeah.
You ever fuck Isabella Vallette?
Would I? well, look, she's got a few things going up. Like, right. she's running this room at the moment called Vamos Comedy once a month. Mm-hmm. So if you want some more info on that, you can check her out online. Mm-hmm. And then you might find out where she's performing, buy some tickets to her shows, hang around afterwards, and, you know, don't try and fuck her. Mm. But you could definitely buy a ticket to her show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ben, anything on the horizon for you?
I believe Ben has his first appointment with the psychiatrist on the 3rd of March. Hopefully he will be having some tests done to seeing if he has any conditions
that explain
that
anything.
Explain things. Yep.
Good luck. That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.